The chairman of the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee, John McGuinness, tried to bring his wife with him on official trips abroad when he was a junior minister. This is according to a report in the Irish Independent, which says he argued that the taxpayer should foot the bill for travelling minister spouses. John McGuinness is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
To clarify, did you bring your wife with you on ministerial trips abroad, and did you or the state pay?
Not on trade missions. She did not travel, and that is the heart of this story.
Just to clarify, what other missions were there?
The St. Patrick's Day visits abroad.
And who paid for those?
Part and parcel.
And who paid for your wife on those trips?
The government paid for those.
All right.
On this particular issue, the question was asked by me if I could take my wife on a trade mission with me. It was my first trade mission. I was a newly appointed minister, and I sought clarification on the matter. I was informed by the department that it was not the case that you could bring your wife, even though I had clearly expressed that I would pay for my wife and that no cost would be borne by the department. After I made that request, there was a considerable number of emails that passed between officials during the month of August in 2007, and when those were brought to my attention at the end of August, I decided I would address the general points that were being raised. I accepted a protocol, by the way, that even if I were to pay, my wife could not travel on a trade mission. But I had not been on a trade mission previously. I accepted that protocol, and I emphasise it was my intention, clearly from the very beginning, that I would pay for my wife's travel.
Now, you accepted that position at the end, but you did argue for the state paying for your wife accompanying you. Why would you regard that as a good idea?
I suggested that the 1959 circular, which the officials were basing their case on, was outdated, and that the regulation and protocol should be modernised.
Why?
Because there are circumstances, I'm sure, where ministers would like their spouses or partner to travel with them.
Why shouldn't they pay?
A case could be made, and the minister should pay, but that there may be cases and circumstances where the state might pay.
Why?
And that is the case, for example, in relation to St. Patrick's Day and visits abroad. It continues on in this government.
Why should the state pay for somebody's spouse going on a St. Patrick's Day visit?
But they do.
Why?
It's part of government policy.
Why
because
should
there
they?
Are so, there are social events that take place that the wife of the minister is expected to travel and attend. It happens now, as it happened in every other St. Patrick's Day down through the years.
Can we afford this? No.
I think that in the course of trade missions, you learn that you can't afford not to play a big part on the world stage in terms of our trade and economic development. The current minister, Eamon Gilmore, I'm sure would vouch for that. And it's essential for us, getting out of our economic difficulties that we're in, that Ireland will continue to be promoted in that way. But my net point in relation to the discussion with the civil servants in this case was simply a clarification. But I was always, and it was made clear to them, intended to pay. And in my email to them in response in 2007, I said that it was always my intention to pay.
Just two matters arising, given I think that you've made it clear that your wife never travelled with you at the state's expense.
On trade missions,
although she did on St. Patrick's Day missions. The two matters arising are, first of all, going back to 2007 when you were a junior minister, and you wrote in one of these emails to your department, this is to one of your secretaries, or who had raised this, you will be able to establish that it was always my intention to pay for my wife, although I believe there is a strong case to be made for the state paying, despite the costs which such a position would generally create across departments. What strong case is there for bringing your spouse with you on a trade mission?
Well, as I said to you, in terms of trade missions, the protocol is that the wife does not travel. But there are circumstances that should be considered. When ministers are away on state business for long periods of time, and where they believe that their wife should travel, they should pay. And there may be other circumstances where the minister can then make a case within a new set of guidelines where he believes the state should pay.
Why?
Because work, in my opinion, work practices have certainly changed. family are now central to everything, and it may be that a minister might want to make that case around his wife or spouse and around his family.
I can understand why it would be desirable to have your wife or your husband with you. What I'm trying to get at is why you believe the state should pay in some circumstances.
Well, that would be a matter for the minister who's making the case.
Well, you did make the case, so can you tell us why you believed, as a junior minister in 2007, that there was a strong case for the state paying for your wife going on the trip?
Well, can I just be clear about this, Colin? That as far as I'm concerned, in 2007, on the trade missions, I suggested that I would pay for my wife.
I'll quote it one more time. I believe there is a strong case to be made for the state paying, despite the costs which such a position would generally create across departments. Now, you are now the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee. What public accounts reason would there be as a minister for the case that you argued? You said in that email there was a strong case. What we'd like to know is what is that case?
There may very well be that a minister could make a case on family grounds, on health grounds, on business grounds for the state abroad, on the length of time he's away doing business for the state abroad, on simply having the company of his wife or spouse as he does his business abroad, and I think that that's a matter then for the state to consider.
All right.
My point in this is that the 1959 regulation needs to be updated and modernised to reflect the modern family and family support that are required in the context of a businessman or a minister doing business while being away from his family for a long period of time.
Okay, and the state paying. Now, could just come on to your current responsibilities, chairman of the Public Accounts Committee. Whatever about modern family responsibilities, there are modern financial realities. Can we afford, do you believe we can afford to pay in some circumstances for a minister's spouse to go along on a trip abroad?
I'm asking,
do you believe we can afford it?
Well, can we afford not to do it in terms of trade missions and in terms of our promotion of Ireland abroad, for example, on St. Patrick's Day? I don't believe that we can ignore it. And I don't believe that we can ignore the role of a family and a spouse in the work that is being undertaken by a senior minister in relation to his work as a minister on behalf of the state.
John McGuinness.
And I think that it has to be observed that in most cases, right across different government departments, they travel with their spouse in order to promote Ireland and to ensure that we play that role in rebuilding our economy.
All right, John McGuinness.
But it was always my intention to pay for my wife.
All right, John McGuinness, chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you for talking to us.